And for more than a decade, about a dozen neighbors have commandeered a vacant lot on East York Street in the Kensington section of the city. They've used it as a communal backyard. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the community they built is now subject of a photography book.
There's nothing special about this vacant lot. It's just a patch of weedy dirt where three row homes used to be. But for years, it's been used as a daily meetup for the neighbors around it.
We would come outside after work. We'd have a bonfire, drink beer, smoke cigarettes, talk about our day.
Jordan Baumgarten has been hanging out there with his neighbors since 2013.
There's no TVs back here. We just talk and talk and talk and never really ran out of anything to talk about.
Baumgarten is a photographer. His previous book documented the opioid epidemic troubling Kensington, but his newest book, called The Group for Mutual Improvement, is the flip side of that. It shows people who built a bubble of love and support in the middle of a neighborhood in crisis.
This community was created because of the world that existed on the other side of the fence.
There was weird, like strange Hunger Game type competitions.
That is Sadie Gray. She's one of the original neighbors who first cleared the lot out back in 2010. She has since moved, but she fondly remembers their antics as a lot of fun and a little dangerous, like seeing who could hold their hand to the bonfire the longest, playing tag with tasers, and jousting with 2x4s on broken bicycles. As a struggling mother raising two children, the vacant lot was a huge asset.
I was born and raised in southern Utah in more of a fundamentalist community where you were supported by like your family or the church. That was something that you only got when you were part of church. Leaving that, it gets taken away from you. You're no longer like entitled to it. So leaving that, then raising kids, feeling I'm in on this on my own, and the realization that I could be a part of something, it was actually fulfilling me in a way that I didn't realize I had lost.
On the edges of many of the photographs in the Group for Mutual Improvement is a blighted neighborhood. There used to be block after block of vacant lots, but Kensington has been changing rapidly. Baumgarten's vacant lot is now being squeezed by newly constructed six-floor apartment buildings around it.
If you look at what's happening here in Kensington, you can kind of understand what's happening everywhere else. You have an out-of-control drug crisis that's still happening. You have the growing divide between rich and poor. And it's the front row seat for all of that right here.
When people moved away and new people moved in, they were welcomed into the lot. But Baumgarten thinks the Group for Mutual Improvement documents a Kensington lifestyle that soon won't exist anymore.
Buildings keep getting built closer and closer and closer, higher and higher. Eventually, all of this is going to swallow this up again.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.